Emily, you're going to be setting off for Fast Five. Looking forward to it?
Yes, very much so. It's a version of the game that I've not coached before internationally, so I'm excited to get out there and see what we can do.
How do you think our version of it would have helped all the players?
Well, I know the shooters loved shooting those long bombs, so I think that definitely gives them the confidence coming into this competition.
Will it make a bit more prep towards the start of the Super League?
I think it will certainly help with the shooters getting match pressure for their shooting, and definitely with players still developing combinations. You know, the likes of our defensive circle, our shooting circle, they're still developing their combinations for the international calendar, so that would definitely benefit them.
Did you see much of Fast Five at the O2?
Yes, I did.
Would it be welcomed on your part if it was an annual event?
I definitely think it's an event that the girls really enjoy, so it definitely gives them a refreshing mental break from the ordinary game. And I think the spectators enjoyed it as well, particularly as the competition got, you know, into the semi-final and the final. The games were much closer and really fun to watch. So I think as long as it's at a sensible time of the year that fits with the normal version of netball, then I would certainly welcome it. With it being in pre-season, it certainly helped the girls get back into the swing of pre-season. It kind of dangled a little carrot for them to get back and training, so it wouldn't do any harm, put it that way.
How much did you enjoy Netball Europe?
I absolutely loved Netball Europe. The girls were a real pleasure to work with. We didn't have a huge amount of time together. We had one camp prior to the competition. So our first game, we certainly didn't perform how we wanted to. And we did a lot of analysis after the game, looking at our England identity and how we want to be seen to play. And we just went back to the drawing board. And then the way they came back in the remaining games was so pleasing to see.
The spirit's there. What about the improvements through the likes of Scotland, for example?
Yes, they definitely gave us a good game. I think partly because it was the first game of the tournament, we hadn't quite connected on court. But nonetheless, they gave us a really good game and challenged us all the way, which is great. That's what we need. We need to have teams pushing us other than Australia, New Zealand, Jamaica. We need to be challenged. And certainly our up-and-coming players like Natalie Panagari, Yusama Artmans, all of the girls that got their first caps, they need to be challenged. So it was great.
They'll never forget that, will they?
Oh, gosh, no. I think I underestimated how nervous they would be because I worked with five of them in the under-21 squad. I consider them to be quite experienced. They've been to many Netball Europes. They play with confidence in the Super League week in, week out. So I really didn't expect them to be nervous. But when it came to it, they were quite nervous. It just really reminded me how much of an honour it is for them to put that dress on. And some of them quite emotional afterwards as well, because obviously they've aspired to this as kids, as 14-year-olds. And here they are as 18, 19-year-olds, achieving a dream. And they know it's the start of a long journey as well. So I think it fills them with hope and excitement at the same time as pride.
So everybody's in a good mood, ready to travel at the weekend?
Absolutely, yeah. There's so much excitement for this competition in Australia. There's also a real excitement in camp about the Malawi Test Series. There's obviously a big international window at the moment and everyone's in really good spirits. There's lots of girls getting experience and new caps, as well as the more experienced players getting their exposure prior to Quad 2 and Comm games. There's just a lot going on and there's a real buzz about the place.
How are you settling in at Lightning?
It's been challenging coming to a new region where I don't know anybody. So I've definitely had to hit the ground running. I've had to meet the coaches and the volunteers on the ground as quickly as I can. But we've made great inroads. In 8 weeks, I've managed to establish a whole new pathway, recruit coaches. We've been doing trials this week for the age groups, and there's some real exciting talent out there. The under-19s last night was awesome. And I'm just excited now just to, you know, get into the weekly coaching.
And are you allowed to share any signings just yet, or have you got to leave that to Anna?
Leave that to Anna.